Fertile, he laughed as he reached down and picked up a double handful of the soil. This is the land, son. This is it. Then he smelt the dirt. Just like fresh air, he said as he let the dirt run between his fingers. It's pleasant to touch, too, he added. But, Dad, I said. I know what you think, he interrupted. Your mother thinks the same thing. She wonders why I ever climbed to this mountaintop to raise my potatoes, yams, and tomatoes. But, Jess, he almost whispered, anything grown in new ground like this has a better flavor. Wait until my tomatoes are ripe. You'll never taste sweeter tomatoes in your life. This is the cleanest patch I've ever seen, I exclaimed. But I still don't see why you took all this trouble, and all against your doctor's orders. 20 times in my life, he said, a doctor has told me to go home and be with my family as long as I could. Told me not to work, not to do anything but to live and enjoy the few days I had left in me. But I have cheated death many times. Now I've reached the years the good book allows to a man. 60 years and 10. He got up from the tree stump where he was sitting and wiped the drops of sweat from his red wrinkled face.